It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Guys ready to get weird? Talk some UFOs today? My name's Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. Chad is not here. I don't know if Chad would ever start his show off with a UFO discussion, but I'm so sick of politics right now, and it's Friday, and I thought, let's go a different direction today.
Might be the only thing weirder than politics right now.
If I get another mean tweet or email or any kind of electronic correspondence, something about the political, the presidential race, I might be done with it all. I'm over it. And so we're going to start today talking about UFOs, specifically the fact that Minnesotans may not, and this shouldn't be surprising, I don't think, to any of you, given our Midwest skepticism of a lot of things. Richard Chin has a fantastic article that's in the Star Tribune. And it talks about why Minnesotans don't report that many UFO sightings compared to some of the other parts of the country, which I thought was fascinating. Is it because we don't have UFOs here? Well, first of all, we can all argue, is it because UFOs don't exist? But there are things in the sky we can't identify. They fall into the category of UFO.
They're unidentified. Is what
they are. They are identified.
They're flying objects which are unidentified.
Yes. Are they little green men? I don't know. But I will tell you, according to Richard's reporting, Minnesotans aren't seen as many as some of the other areas around the country. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe not. Maybe it's because we don't culturally even think it's a thing. And you see something in the sky and then you turn your back and you're like, I don't know. It's probably a hot weather balloon, whatever, whatever they say. So we have Richard Chin on the line right now. He's a fantastic reporter with the Star Tribune. Richard, how are you today?
Good. Thank you, Chris. Something's out there.
I don't know. Is this a topic that interests you generally, the UFO thing?
I wouldn't say I have a particular interest in it, but when I heard about this this new startup company, Enigma Labs, and they developed an app in which if you see something funny in the sky, like if you or I saw something funny in the sky, you know, what would we do? Do we call the police? Do we call the government? Do we call NASA? And this app basically has been created to say, call us, tell us, give this report to us on your phone, this video. And it's a way for you to kind of get it off your chest and tell the greater community and the public that you saw something interesting. And, you know, in the long run, they hope that collecting all this data that it'll be used by researchers, maybe even the government. But
well, depending on you ask, the government's the problem here anyway, Richard, because they don't want it. They want to keep covering it up if you want to go down the rabbit hole on that. And there has been a greater movement for some sort of disclosure and for the government to open up about what they do know about unidentified flying objects. And then you've got this app, and what the app does is basically crowdsource, I think, is the way you describe it, but it's user-generated. Yeah. So you see something, you go to this app. It's called Enigma. And interest of full disclosure, Richard, the day I read your article in the Minnesota Star Tribune, I'm sorry if I referred to it as the Star Tribune before, Minnesota Star Tribune, and I had nightmares that night about about UFOs, because you can kind of go and you look at what's cool about this, the website or the app is it's got specific points on a map, and then people who see or report it to the app, if they've got video of whatever it is that they think they're seeing, then they can put that there too. I'm assuming you went down the rabbit hole a little bit on the app too, right, Richard?
Yeah, probably not as far as you did, but yeah, no, I definitely explored the website and looked at the data that they have, some of the data they have on reporting by states, and as you alluded, the number of reports that Minnesotans have made per resident is in the bottom third of the country, and no surprise, the top reporting state per resident is New Mexico. Maybe they are primed to see it. Maybe there are more UFOs there. Maybe the weather is better. That is one thing I was thinking about today. You know, for 4 months of the year, we're not looking up at the sky when we're outside. We're looking down at the ground to make sure we don't slip on a piece of ice. That's why we're not seeing any UFOs.
And I think that is a great point, right? Like the weather would seem to be a big factor. And yes, it's wintertime. Although I guess wintertime we do get some real bright we get some, those super, super cold, clear skies. But those are also the nights where it's like 35 degrees below zero, too. So to your point, not necessarily sitting outside and looking up for whatever it is might be in the sky. So you said about 63 sightings per 100,000 Minnesota residents.
Yes, according to the Enigma database, they're collecting new sightings, but they've also have collected previously reported sightings that they're getting somewhere on the internet. 63 per 100,000 residents in Minnesota. In comparison, New Mexico, they have 161 sightings per 100,000 residents in that state. So we're like less than half of what New Mexico is seeing per person.
So stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. That you're in a safe space here on News Talk 830 today, in a safe space. If you've seen something weird in the sky, if there's something unexplained that's happened to you, I would love to hear your story. I would love to hear it. Let's get into it, because I think a lot of people, and maybe I do think you did touch on this in your article too, Richard, is that I think the Midwestern sensibility when it comes to this kind of stuff is maybe a little different in other parts of the country too.
It's possible that we're just less, more skeptical, I guess, or, less likely to be excited by something strange, or more maybe reluctant to look, strange or weird or different if we see something. That's kind of part of the point of the app, is to sort of reduce the stigma. If you've seen something, you have a platform to tell someone about it without being, kind of labeled a nut or, kind of shrugged off or disregarded. You call your local radio, your local, police station, I'm not sure what kind of reception you would get if you tell them you saw a UFO, but they're willing to hear your story, I guess, on this app.
Yeah, that is a great point, because and you brought it up earlier too, like, what do you do? Like, saw something super weird out there. We just got a bunch of emails, I think it was on Monday morning, to the newsroom over at the Channel 5, because there was a Starlink was going over. And if people haven't seen Starlink before, It is super weird if you look up, because basically it's these series of satellites that Elon Musk's company had launched, and they travel in this line. And so if you see it, it is very jarring if you don't know what it is. Have you seen that before, Richard?
I don't think I have seen it myself. But yeah, I would, if I saw it, I would, you know, for a moment, I would probably freak out a little bit.
It's super. I mean, it is. It's jarring. You're like, wait, what? And there is enough about that known that I think people can find, you know, even if they, I know what I did when we saw it. The first thing we did, we just, you know, jumped on the phone, which is what everybody kind of does, and looked it up. And I'm like, oh, that must be Starlink. So this particular app itself refers to itself as Shazam for the Sky, which for those of you who have Shazam, you use it. It's a, you know, app that you can ask it to listen to a song, and then it tells you what's going on. So that's kind of the way they're describing themselves, Richard.
Right. Supposedly, you know, I haven't explored it to this extent, but you can, in theory, point your phone at the sky, at some light in the sky, and there will be an augmented reality kind of filter or lens that will tell you, oh, your phone's oriented this way. This is the planet Venus you're looking at, or this is, you know, an airliner, you know, because they supposedly have tapped into, you know, air traffic data that will kind of link to your phone and say that light that you're seeing is an airplane or even a satellite or you know, a planet.
I just pointed the app at producer Dave Harrigan, and it does confirm that he's an alien. So
there you go.
That's what's turned up. So you talked to one of the people who works at this company, and which, as it turns out, is a Minnesota gal. Tell us about her.
Yeah, Lauren Butler, an Augsburg graduate, and she's had a career in different tech companies, Meta and something called, I think, Data Miner. And she went to work recently. The startup is only, you know, 3 or 4 years old. In this, you know, it's a small company. I think she's 14 people, so she's sort of like one of the administrators. And you know, didn't have a particular interest in UFOs, but now is, you know, having seen so, you know, hundreds of reports, you know, thinks that, you know, there's something going on in the sky. Maybe not aliens, but there's some technology going on in the sky that's unexplained. She was, and you know, I had a window into the Minnesota mentality on whether or not, you know, why we're not necessarily tapping into that as much as other places are.
I really like the infographic that's a part of your article too, that's in the Minnesota Star Tribune. It shows the top shapes. It shows light, circle, triangle, sphere, which is, again, it's super interesting. But to be able to see it in that form is one thing, but then to be able to like go to this app and look up and actually see video of this stuff, I don't know, maybe that's why I had nightmares the other night. Or maybe it's because I had a couple drinks before I went to bed. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they have a saucer is one of the potential shapes that they are categorizing, and a cylinder type of shape, which they sometimes also is described as a tic-tac. And there was a tic-tac sighting reported to Enigma from Minnesota. I think it was Grand Meadow that had a tic-tac shaped object in the sky. And I'm like, what's shaped like a tic-tac in the sky? But yeah, no, that was interesting that people are seeing these different kinds of shapes.
The tic-tac thing, for those of us who are a little deeper on this, I like to go to the edge of the rabbit hole on the internet when it comes to the UFO stuff. And the tic-tac thing is that's a big shape that they talk about too. And that's not just, that's not just theory, because that tic-tac thing had been caught on camera from some Pentagon videos that were released a few years back. And I think you guys even used that video on your story. It was some pilots who had caught this thing moving across the sky, and they tried to hone in on it and find it. And several articles have been written about that. I think the New York Times or Wall Street Journal was one of the leading publications on that. So you are seeing more talked about this and you are seeing more reported. Yet, Richard, from your perspective as a newspaper man, I think there's probably even a little bit of a stigma, like writing a story like that. You're like, oh, here we go again, right?
Yes. You know, when I initially saw this pitch, I guess you might say, I'm like, what is this? But then once you start exploring it a little bit more, you kind of realize that there's some seriousness to this company, that they are trying to leverage kind of startup sort of technology, you know, artificial intelligence, machine learning, you know, augmented reality, to try to kind of provide some answers to this question of what are these unusual things we're seeing. And that's, you know, that's kind of a, you know, it's an interesting solution to something where, you know, a small, nimble startup could maybe provide some answers because of their, you know, they're using technology in a way that, you know, they have access to this powerful technology in a way that we haven't had before. So, you know, you have to kind of take that a little more seriously than just, okay, just you know, a Reddit thread or something.
Yeah, right. No, Reddit is the worst place to go, by the way, for anything accurate on anything. Well, Richard, thanks so much for your time. It's a super cool piece, again, in the Minnesota Star Tribune. So I appreciate it, and always good to talk to you.
All right, bye for now.
All right, so stylesfinancial.com, talking text line, 651-461-9226. Let me hear what you got. Have you seen something before? Do you think aliens exist? Do you think it's all wackadoodle that you even talk about it? Have you ever had an experience seeing something? 651-461-9226. And we come back. For those of you who want to go down, let's get weird and really go down the rabbit hole on this. I'm going to explain how to get the app and how the app exactly works when we talk to someone who works for this company called Enigma Labs. So we'll do that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 12:28. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman is off today. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News, and I wanted to talk about an article that was in the Star Tribune a couple of days ago. Richard Chin was the author of that, and it talked about this new app called Enigma. And he happened to interview a gal who was originally from Minnesota. I think he said that she went to Augsburg, and she played a role in this company. And I downloaded the app because it's basically an app where you can go and you can report seeing weird things in the sky, whatever it might be. And it does so based on a map and mapping technology. So you can get in the app, look at the map, follow the different sightings, and then go and read more about the report and or in some cases actually see video if there's video of said thing that people see in the sky. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Have you seen something in the sky before that you can't explain? I would love to hear about it. I'd love to hear a really dramatic story, too. Have you been probed? I would like to know if you've had that kind of experience. I doubt somebody's going to go on the air and say that, but remember that was a whole big thing back in the day.
Oh, sure was.
It was always talked about that.
Let's be delicate with the details.
Yes. Nobody's asking for TMI here on this. But if you've been on an alien ship, I would love to hear
from you. That'd be good.
I think everyone would really want to hear from you.
Yes.
So go on the record right now. News Talk 830-WCCO. I kid. But let's talk to Alejandro Rojas. He is with this company. It's called Enigma Labs. Alejandro, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit, give people an idea of how the app works and how they can go about operating it.
Yeah, the app is pretty simple. So when you first download it, it'll ask you if you've had a sighting. If not, you can go ahead and skip that. And then it opens up to a giant globe, which zooms in into your location. But the globe has hundreds of thousands of UFO reports going back for decades. And then we are getting a lot of new ones all of the time. In fact, on the app, you'll see a little marker that'll kind of blink to show you what the newer ones are. And we're getting hundreds of them a week. So we're getting tons of sighting reports. So it's pretty exciting. And lots of them do have videos, like you mentioned. And we do have a curated list of videos on the app. So if you click the first, you know, little icon on the bottom left, you'll get just a list of a bunch of videos, some of the best videos that we've received. And then there's also a camera feature that helps you kind of identify what's in the sky, and it's a good way to videotape that way. So it's got lots of handy tools for people looking for UFOs.
Where was the idea for this? What was the genesis of this?
The genesis was essentially, you know, people in the tech industry who saw, hey, you know, the government's getting serious about this. We're going to need, and even NASA, DOD, we're talking about we need to harness the power of the phone and, you know, start to gather data to figure this out. So my CEO said, hey, let's put this together. And she gathered a bunch of other people in the tech industry. And we started this startup to collect reports. The ultimate idea is to get this data to researchers to figure out what the heck's going on.
When you say researchers, who is that?
Yeah, so it's twofold. There's kind of the first level, which is a community that we've built. So these are kind of crowdsourcing analysis. So people comment and kind of, you know, debate back and forth. Well, this could have been this could have been that. And you've got a lot of people discovering what's going on there. But also there are scientists out there who are looking into this sort of thing. In fact, we have a couple cases that will be presented to the government in a research paper that a scientist has put together to demonstrate how they research these cases. He's got one case where he thinks he figured out what it is, but one case where he's like, I'm not quite sure what the heck's going on in this video. So that's an example, because ultimately that's what we need. We need scientists writing research papers, their colleagues then looking at that, double checking their work, till eventually we have situations in which people can point to videos and say, you know, we can't figure out what this is.
StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. Do you have any kind of experience with a UFO? Have you seen something up in the sky that you just can't quite figure out what it is? We'd love to hear from you. We're talking to Alejandro Rojas. He's with the operation called Enigma Labs. They've launched a new app called Enigma. When did the app launch, Alejandro?
It's still sort of in a beta phase. I think we launched it about a year ago now, so not too long, really.
But in the amount of time that it's been up, you're saying that people have really been able to generate a fair amount of content, which I think makes sense given the fact that everyone, you know, I would say for the most part, a majority of people on Earth, and I'm even talking in some pretty remote areas, people have phones now, so it does make sense to me that if this stuff's going on, they should be able to get video of it, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. The tough part is how good of a video can you get? So, for example, if you see an aircraft, especially at night, flying over your home, you know, at 20,000 feet or whatever, try to get a video of that. And then does that video really turn out and give you an idea of what was in the sky? And then try that during the day. And it's also sort of difficult. So phones are great. We've got cameras that are improving all of the time. So these videos will get better out all of the time. But we're a little limited by technology today. But to your point, you know, everybody's got a phone. And it's worth grabbing that video, because in some cases, you may be able to capture enough data or get a good enough video where, you know, some research can be done. And yours could be the case that breaks this whole thing open.
So the Enigma app, is there a function on there that will send up, almost like set up an alert if something pops up in your area, almost like a weather alert or something like that?
So there is something that will let you know at least once a week, you know, a sighting in your area. But we are working towards real time. So we are working towards that moment that you're talking about, where when someone submits a report saying, I'm seeing something right now, or I just saw something, we'll alert people in the immediate area. So hopefully they'll go outside and then also capture that. So we're kind of, that's what we're moving towards. We even have some software built into our app where if people were on the app at the same time taking video at the same time, we would be able to automatically triangulate where that object is, its speed, to be able to get some more data on that. Because,
wow.
If you have two or three points, you can do that sort of thing. And that sort of data, of course, is really important to be able to get an object to demonstrably be doing something that is not something we're similar, you know, we're used to. So, you know, let's say a lozenge-shaped object that has no means, no visible means of propulsion, that is hovering at times or going at a tremendous speed. If we can capture that and have sensor data to show that, you know, these characteristics were actually represented by the object, you know, we've really got something there. And what I'm describing here is the type of thing that these Navy fighter pilots reported that really has gotten this whole issue front and center in front of Congress and NASA and other organizations.
Alejandro, thanks so much for your time. Super interesting, and continued success. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy to check in anytime with you.
All right. Alejandro Rojas, he is with Enigma Labs. It is a new app where you can report weird things that you've seen in the sky. And we're hearing from a whole bunch of you. The stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And when we come back, we are going to hear somebody's firsthand account of their UFO story. Thanks for listening. News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, it's Friday. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Do appreciate you being here. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. And for Chad today, stylesfinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. We are talking unexplained things in the sky today because there is a new app that's out. It's called Enigma, a way to be able to easily report these things. Richard Chin wrote about it in the Minnesota Star Tribune a couple of days ago. I thought it was a super interesting topic. And we open up phone lines to folks who might have a story. And we have Alan, who's been patiently waiting to tell his story here. Alan, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Hi.
Tell us your story.
Well, it happened this past Christmas. I live in an apartment building down in Sleepy Eye, and which is a small town, so I wasn't expecting to see anything. But I was looking outside about 8 o'clock, and it was a perfectly clear night, so I could see a lot of stars and everything. But I was looking up at, there's like three tall trees right across the street from where I live, probably 75, 100 feet high. And in the middle tree, I happened to notice that there was this rotating object. What I noticed right away was lights, like Christmas lights, blue and green and red. You know, they were just blinking off and on. And it just stayed above this tree. And, you know, right away I thought, well, maybe somebody had put Christmas lights up on the top, you know, because it was around Christmas. But it wasn't that. It just you know, it just kept circling, you know, above the tree. And then finally, it started moving really slow across the street towards my apartment building. And I opened up the window, and I could not hear any sound. So I know it wasn't an airplane or a helicopter, or, and I don't think it was even a drone, because, you know, from what I've seen, drones, you know, they do make some kind
of
noise. Yeah,
that's so we've got Alan,
you know,
on the line
that close,
calling from Sleepy Eye. Yeah, that was going to be my question, Alan, is if you thought it was a drone. Did you get any idea of the scale or the size of it?
Oh, it was only probably 1 to 2 feet in diameter. It wasn't very big. But, you know, it did move, and since it made no sound, and it just made a straight line right over my apartment building. Now, I was thinking of going outside and looking at it, but, you know, it was winter, and it was kind of cold.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would have had to put on, you know, shoes and a jacket and everything. And I just figured by the time I got outside, it would have gone over, you know, and just kept going.
Sure.
But, So I've never seen anything like that.
Huh.
I just can't figure out what it was doing. You know, it moved, you know, I couldn't see inside the lights, you know. Obviously, it wasn't like a big spacecraft, you know, where you could see windows or anything.
Sure, sure.
Like I said, about 1 or 2 feet in diameter, and just blinking lights, you know, like Christmas lights around it. And then it just slowly moved over the apartment building.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. We're talking to folks about things they've seen in the sky. 651-461-9226. Brent is on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. So, Brent, tell us your story.
Hi, Chris. Great show. I read that article, too. It was a good article. So back in 1981, when I was like 18, 19 years old, I came home from men's league hockey late night, and I parked my car in the end of the driveway. I got out, and I looked up, and I saw like what the guy before me just said. It's like 1 to 2 feet diameter. It was like three lights on it, and it was hovering over my neighbor's house. And I got, what is that? And I bent down, I'll get my stuff out of my trunk. I bent down and looked at it, like, I was scared, kind of. You know, I was like, what is that? And there was no noise, no nothing. And I was like, what is that? It's funny, you know, going up there, and all of a sudden, right to the left of me, it took right off like 1,000 miles an hour, and it was gone. I was like, what was that?
No kidding.
It had to be some kind of UFO. I've told this story, many, many times to people. It's like, you're crap. It'd be like, we don't believe you.
Well, that's the problem, Brent, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, and I think that was sort of the implication of the, or the underlying theme of the article too. It was like, people are afraid to say anything because that you're going to think that I'm nuts. And this was 1981, so it definitely wasn't a drone. And this was well before phones too. So, I mean, this is just something that I'm sure this has stayed with you your whole life, right?
Oh my gosh! I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember bending down. I remember in the car I had. I remember just how, like, what was that thing? And bam, it was gone. You know, and holy America, it didn't make any noise, no nothing. And so I didn't sleep very good that night. I remember laying in bed thinking about what was that and why was it here.
Oh my! I don't know that I would I'd ever sleep good the rest of my life. I remember a long time ago when I was a little kid, my stepdad came into my room. I had a telescope at the time, and he grabbed my telescope because they'd been looking out the window. And you got to know my stepdad. This dude's like the most practical un-UFO person you'd ever meet in your life. And they saw something that out there that looked weird, and they tried to look at it in the telescope. And of course, it was, I don't know, 1983 or something, and the telescope was probably terrible. But that night, I could not sleep all night that night, and I didn't even see it. But the fact that my stepdad was over there looking out in the sky for something. So.
And I saw another one time, too, but I don't remember the story. I can't remember where it was thinking about it. But this one here stuck with me.
Yeah.
This one here was... Maybe did they give me? I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Well, that's crazy, Brent. Hey, I appreciate your time. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Yeah, thanks, Chris.
StylesFinancial.com, Talkton text line 651-461-9226. Lots of you are texting in. We'll read some of those when we come back. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now, it's 12:54. It is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. Appreciate the conversation today. StylesFinancial.com talk and text line has been lighting up with comments about UFOs, including one that said, "Are you nuts?" Fair enough. Another one that said, that's a fair question. Another one says, while looking through a large telescope at Eagle Lake Observatory out at Baylor Regional Park, Norwood Young America area, I saw an eyepiece, a round object going across the field of view. Halfway across, it just immediately 90 degrees straight up and out of sight. Said it would not be visible to the naked eye looking up. And we have an eyewitness account right now with Scott. Scott is on the line. Hey, Scott, how are you? Tell us your story.
I'm up in a vacation a couple hours, and I saw something. There was something in the sky. It was, I would say,
Gosh darn it. I'm unable to hear Scott. There's cell phones breaking up. Scott, if you can't hang up, maybe try to call back. I don't think we're going to get time yet in the hour here. We are hearing, I will read you some of the more of the texts. I do believe aliens do exist. Out of all the sightings, one has to be an alien. I mean, Stephen Hawking is one of the greatest minds of our time, no longer with us, but he was one who did believe that the vastness of the universe, there has to be something out there. He's a numbers
space,
guy.
One might say.
He's a numbers guy. Yes. He's a numbers guy. He was like, how is there not? How is there not?
Might not be little green men.
Right.
Might just be little amoebas.
But. Right. Well, and the whole scale thing, we heard a couple of callers there. We had Alan from Sleepy Eye, who was referring to the size of the thing that he saw, only being a couple of feet as
yes.
near as he could tell. Said it was not a drone, as far as he could tell as well. And Brent had a similar story about something that was smaller. I guess in my head, I was thinking, bigger, size of a Cessna.
You're thinking War of the Worlds kind of stuff.
Or something gigantic, yes. Or like any of the alien movies of our time here over the last 20 years where the thing is so gigantic, like it takes up the whole sky.
Blots out the sun and the entire sky.
Right. Why couldn't it be small? I mean, I don't know. Makes a great point. Appreciating all your comments here. This is good stuff. Very good stuff. Shaletta just walked in and she's got an Emmy in her hands.
Why wouldn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. Always has an Emmy with her now and will probably be with her forever. From now on. So we'll talk to Shaletta. We appreciate the conversation so far. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Friday. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Do appreciate you being here. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News and for Chad today. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. We are talking unexplained things in the sky today because there is a new app that's out. It's called Enigma, a way to be able to easily report these things. Richard Chin wrote about it in the Minnesota Star Tribune a couple of days ago. I thought it was a super interesting topic. And we open up phone lines to folks who might have a story. And we have Alan, who's been patiently waiting to tell his story here. Alan, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Hi.
Tell us your story.
It happened this past Christmas. I live in an apartment building down in Sleepy Eye, and which is a small town, so I wasn't expecting to see anything. But I was looking outside about 8 o'clock, and it was a perfectly clear night, so I could see a lot of stars and everything. But I was looking up at, there's like three tall trees right across the street from where I live, probably 75, 100 feet high. And in the middle tree, I happened to notice that there was this rotating object. What I noticed right away was lights, like Christmas lights, blue and green and red. You know, they were just blinking off and on. And it just stayed above this tree. And, you know, right away I thought, well, maybe somebody had put Christmas lights up on the top, you know, because it was around Christmas. But it wasn't that. It just, you know, it just kept circling, you know, above the tree. And then finally, it started moving really slow across the street towards my apartment building. And I opened up the window, and I could not hear any sound. So I know it wasn't an airplane or a helicopter, and I don't think it was even a drone because, you know, from what I've seen, drones, you know, they do make some kind of noise.
Yeah, that's so we've got Alan,
you know,
on the line
that close,
calling from Sleepy Eye. Yeah, that was going to be my question, Alan, is if you thought it was a drone. Did you get any idea of the scale or the size of it?
Oh, it was only probably 1 to 2 feet in diameter. It wasn't very big. But, you know, it did move, and since it made no sound, and it just made a straight line right over my apartment building. Now, I was thinking of going outside and looking at it, but, you know, it was winter, and it was kind of cold.
Yeah.
And you know, I would have had to put on, you know, shoes and a jacket and everything. And I just figured by the time I got outside, it would have gone over, you know, and just kept going.
Sure.
But, I've never seen anything like that.
Huh.
I just can't figure out what it was doing. You know, it moved, you know, I couldn't see inside the lights, you know, obviously it wasn't like a big spacecraft, you know, where you could see windows or anything.
Sure.
Like I said, about 1 or 2 feet in diameter. And just blinking lights, you know, like Christmas lights around it. And then it just slowly moved over the apartment building.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. We're talking to folks about things they've seen in the sky. 651-461-9226. Brent is on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. So, Brent, tell us your story.
Hi, Chris. Great show. I read that article, too. It was a good article. So back in 1981, when I was like 18, 19 years old, I came home from men's league hockey late night, and I parked my car in the end of the driveway. I got out, and I looked up, and I saw, like, what the guy before me just said. It's like 1 to 2 feet diameter. It was like three lights on it, and it was hovering over my neighbor's house. And I got, what is that? And I bent down. I was getting my stuff out of my trunk. I bent down and looked at it. Like, I was scared, kind of. You know, like, what is that? And there was no noise, no nothing. And I'm like, what is that? You know, going up there, and all of a sudden, right to the left of me, it took right off like 1,000 miles an hour, and it was gone. I'm like, what was that?
No kidding.
It had to be some kind of UFO. I've told this story, many, many times to people. It's like, you're crap. It'd be like, we don't believe you.
Well, that's the problem, Brent, and I'm glad you brought that up because I think that was sort of the implication of the underlying theme of the article too. It was like people are afraid to say anything because you're going to think that I'm nuts. And
yeah.
This was 1981, so it definitely wasn't a drone. And this was well before phones, too. So, I mean, this is just something that I'm sure this has stayed with you your whole life, right?
Oh my gosh, I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember bending down. I remember the kind of car I had. I remember just how, like, what was that thing? And bam, it was gone, you know? And holy America, it didn't make any noise, no nothing. And so I didn't sleep very good that night. I remember laying in bed thinking about what was that and why was it here?
Oh my! I don't know that I would if I'd ever sleep good the rest of my life. I remember a long time ago when I was a little kid, my stepdad came into my room. I had a telescope at the time, and he grabbed my telescope because they'd been looking out the window. And you got to know my stepdad. This dude's like the most practical on UFO person you'd ever meet in your life. And they saw something out there that looked weird, and they tried to look at it in the telescope. And of course, it was, I don't know, 1983 or something, and the telescope was probably terrible. But that night, I could not sleep all night that night, and I didn't even see it. But the fact that my stepdad was over there looking out in the sky for something. So.
And I saw another one time, too, but I don't remember the story. I can't remember where it was thinking about it, but this one here stuck with me.
Yeah.
This one here was... Maybe did they give me? I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Well, that's crazy, Brent. I appreciate your time. Good to talk to you.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Chris.
StylesFinancial.com, Talkton text line, 651-461-9226. Lots of you are texting in. We'll read some of those when we come back. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now, it's 12:54. It is the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive free installation labor. Appreciate the conversation today. StylesFinancial.com talk and text line has been lighting up with comments about UFOs, including one that said, "Are you nuts?" Fair enough. Another one that's a fair question. Another one says, "While looking through a large telescope at Eagle Lake Observatory out at Baylor Regional Park, Norwood Young America area, I saw in the eyepiece a round object going across the field of view. Halfway across, it just immediately 90 degrees straight up and out of sight. Said it would not be visible to the naked eye looking up." And we have an eyewitness account right now with Scott. Scott is on the line. Hey, Scott, how are you? Tell us your story.
I'm up in a couple hours, and I saw something. There was something in the sky. It was, I would say,
gosh darn it. I'm unable to hear Scott. There's cell phones breaking up. Scott, if you can hang up, maybe try to call back. I don't think we're going to get time yet in the hour here. We are hearing, I will read you some of the more of the texts. "I do believe aliens do exist. Out of all the sightings, one has to be an alien." I mean, Stephen Hawking is one of the greatest minds of our time, no longer with us, but he was one who did believe that the vastness of the universe, there has to be something out there. He's a numbers
space,
guy.
One might
He's
say.
A numbers guy.
Yes.
He's a numbers guy. He was like, how is there not? How is there not?
Might not be little green men.
Right.
Might just be little amoebas. But.
Right. One of our, well, and the whole scale thing, we heard a couple of callers there. We had Alan from Sleepy Eye, who was referring to the size of the thing that he saw, only being a couple of feet, as near as he could tell. Said it was not a drone, as far as he could tell as well. And Brent had a similar story about something that was smaller. I guess in my head, I was thinking, bigger. Size of a Cessna.
You're thinking War of the Worlds kind of stuff.
Or something gigantic, yes. Or like any of the alien movies of our time here over the last 20 years where the thing is so gigantic, like it takes up the whole sky.
Blots out the sun and the entire sky.
Right. Why couldn't it be small? I mean, I don't know. Makes a great point. Appreciating all your comments here. This is good stuff. Very good stuff. Shaletta just walked in, and she's got an Emmy in her hands.
Why not? Why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Always has an Emmy with her now, and will probably be with her forever from now on. So we'll talk to Shaletta. We appreciate the conversation so far. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now, it's 12:54. It is the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive free installation labor. Appreciate the conversation today. StylesFinancial.com talk and text line has been lighting up with comments about UFOs, including one that said, "Are you nuts?" Fair enough. Another one that's a fair question. Another one says, while looking through a large telescope at Eagle Lake Observatory out at Baylor Regional Park, Norwood Young America area, I saw in the eyepiece a round object going across the field of view. Halfway across, it just immediately 90 degrees straight up and out of sight. Said it would not be visible to the naked eye looking up. And we have an eyewitness account right now with Scott. Scott is on the line. Hey, Scott, how are you? Tell us your story.
I'm up in a vacation a couple hours, and I saw something. There was something in the sky. It was, I would say,
Gosh darn it. I'm unable to hear Scott. There's cell phones breaking up. Scott, if you can hang up, maybe try to call back. I don't think we're going to get time yet in the hour here. We are hearing, I will read you some of the more of the texts. I do believe aliens do exist. Out of all the sightings, one has to be an alien. I mean, Stephen Hawking is one of the greatest minds of our time, no longer with us, but he was one who did believe that the vastness of the universe, there has to be something out there. He's a numbers
guy.
He's a numbers guy. Yes. He's a numbers guy. He was like, how is there not? How is there not?
Might not be little green men.
Right.
Might just be little amoebas.
But right. The whole scale thing, we heard a couple of callers there. We had Alan from Sleepy Eye, who was referring to the size of the thing that he saw, mm-hmm. only being a couple of feet as
yes.
near as he could tell. Said it was not a drone, as far as he could tell as well. And Brent had a similar story about something that was smaller. I guess in my head, I was thinking, bigger, size of a Cessna.
You're thinking War of the Worlds kind of stuff.
Or something gigantic, yes. Or like any of the alien movies of our time here over the last 20 years where the thing is so gigantic, like it takes up the whole sky.
Blots out the sun and the entire sky.
Right. Why couldn't it be small? I mean, I don't know. Makes a great point. Appreciating all your comments here. This is good stuff. Very good stuff. Shaletta just walked in and she's got an Emmy in her hands.
Why wouldn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Always has an Emmy with her now and will probably be with her forever. From now on. So we'll talk to Shaletta. We appreciate the conversation so far. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.